Hey family, welcome back to Working His Way podcast, where we talk about what it means to follow Jesus, not just on Sundays, but in our everyday work life, in our actual careers and everyday work life. And I'm your host, Frida, and today we're going to be talking about rest, retreat, and the way of stillness. So as the year gradually comes to an end, I want us to talk about something that we tend to overlook. Not because it's not important, but because we are, you know, tired at the end of the year, busy and always in a constant move. And rest is not like the vacation rest, even though that one is cool as well, not the scrolling rest, but biblical soul level kind of rest. Because if we're honest, many of us at this point of the year, we're exhausted, yet we're still trying to push to the end, right? We're being productive, trying to finish all the necessary details, work details, but we're still disconnected. We're so busy for God, and somehow that busyness has even made us distant from God. So today's episode is an invitation not to do more, but as the year gradually comes to an end, to actually slow down, reflect, retreat, and return to God's way of rhythm. So when God asks us to rest, He's not just telling us to take a nap. He's inviting us into a spiritual posture of trust, obedience, and intimacy with Him. Because rest is deeper than inactivity. It is about alignment with God's heart. So here's what God actually means when He's asking us to rest. Number one is He is asking us to cease from our own efforts. God's first command to rest was at creation, not because He was tired, but He was modeling a way, a lifestyle, an example to us. Because Genesis 2 verse 2 to 3 says, on the seventh day God ended His work and He rested. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. So rest means to stop striving and recognize that the work is not yours alone. It is a declaration that God is the source, not your strength or skill or hustle or your degree. And the number two is trust God's provision. We see in Exodus, when God taught Israelites to rest even from gathering manna on the seventh day, and He provided double on the sixth day. In Exodus 16 verse 29, it says, "See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Let every man remain in his place." So rest means that you believe that God will take care of you even when you're not working physically. It is saying, my provision is not limited to my performance. It is actually in God, who is sovereign, who is the source of everything. And the third one is, it is reverence and worship, because the Sabbath is a holy day. It is a day set apart for worship and communion with God. And Exodus 20 verse 8, which reminds us of when God was telling the Israelites that they should remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Because rest is not just for refreshment, it is for reconnection. God is calling us to rest so that we can realign with Him, not just recharge physically. And the fourth one is to return to dependence. Rest is an invitation to come back to your source, who is God. In Isaiah 30 verse 15, it says, "In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." So rest means coming back into God's presence, leaning on Him instead of leaning on your own self and strength, and being still so that He can minister to your soul. Remember that the Bible tells us that not by power, not by might, that's our own power or our own might, but by the Spirit of God, which we can find in His presence. And the fifth one is, let God be Lord even over your time. Because rest is a spiritual warfare. It breaks the lie that everything depends on you. Psalm 46 verse 10 tells us that, be still and know that I am God. So whenever you rest, you're making room for God to move. You stop trying to control the outcome and let God's sovereignty lead. And the sixth one is, it is foreshadowing of eternal rest in Christ. Because we see in the New Testament, rest points to something even deeper, which is Jesus himself, that Jesus is our rest. The Bible reminds us in Matthew 11:28, it says, come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And Hebrews 4:9 says, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. So rest is not just a practice, rest is a person, and rest is Jesus. And to rest means to abide in Christ, to live in his finished work, not in your own daily constant hustling or striving. Rest is doesn't look like laziness or weakness. Rest is worship, because God is not just the author of work, he's the author of rest. And his rhythm is this pattern that he showed us is sacred. So in a world that glorifies constant working every single day, back to back hustling in court, Sabbath rest is a radical act of obedience and trust. God rested to set a pattern for us, not because he was tired, because on the seventh day we see in Genesis 2, he did not need to rest. God is omnipotent, but he chose to rest to establish a divine pattern where that we are able to work, stop, worship, be still, and trust in God. Because rest was the final act of creation. It wasn't an afterthought. It was holy. So God blessed and sanctified the day of rest. He did not bless the grind. And I want us to understand that Sabbath is a command and not a suggestion. As we see in Exodus 20:8-10, which says, I remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. So God gave this to Israelites as a covenant sign, a way to mark themselves as his people in a world that doesn't stop, that always works. So keeping Sabbath was so serious that neglecting it was disobedience. It literally reveals a heart that is unwilling to trust God's provision. Sabbath rest says that I trust that God sustains me, that I am not my provider, he is, that I am not a slave to time, output, or approval. I belong to Yahweh. And we even understand, I want us to also understand that God even instituted rest for the land and the economy. Because in Leviticus 20:4, it says, but in the seventh year, there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. So God instructed the Israelites not only to rest weekly, but to give the land which they usually toil and harvest a rest every seventh year. So that year was called the Sabbath year. And why was this so? It was a way of preserving the land. It is also to reflect in God's sufficiency and not just in them always planting and harvesting, and also break the addiction of self effort, right? Because even in economics, God wove in rest to teach faith and dependence. Rest also reveals what you really believe in. Many people walk without stopping because they fear of falling behind, being forgotten, losing money, chasing money, disappointing others. And God did not create us on this earth to have dominion for us to be chasing money. Money is a tool, right? But Sabbath rest is a faith practice. It declares that our identity is not in what we do. It is in who we belong, which is God. And God will provide even when we pause. And our value doesn't come from our performance, but from the cross. And we see time after time that Jesus modeled rest, and he even rebuked legalism. Matthew 11:28, like we mentioned earlier, when Jesus was telling us that we should come to him, all who are labor and are heavy laden, and he will give us rest. And he also tells us in Mark 2:27, when he was talking to telling them, he said the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. So we see time after time in the New Testament where Jesus honored rest. He often retreated to pray, and also he has called us into soul rest and not just physical rest like sleep. Jesus also corrected the legalistic views of Sabbath, that it is not about rules, it is about relationships, and rest is about returning to alignment with God in body, in mind, and in soul. soul, because rest honors God and it builds our career. Because when we rest, we avoid burnout, we hear God more clearly, we reset our perspective, and we are able to lead and serve from a place of overflow and not exhaustion. Because if your cup is not filled with God, you're literally pouring from an empty cup, and which you literally, there's nothing for you to pour from if you're empty, because rest in that place makes you go back to the presence of God and allow him to fill you up to the point of overflow, right? And true rest becomes a strategy of divine clarity, because many career mistakes and rash decisions, hasty decisions and emotional outbursts are rooted in a restless soul. And again, we remember that in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength, right? And God's cycle of rest and mental rewire our pace, our mind. Yes, we see in the world that it encourages endless working, constant stimulation, no margin. But our Father in heaven calls us to sacred stillness, quietness, trusting in him to complete what our effort, our physical human effort cannot, because we are able to order our life around God's timing and his calendar and not the world's clock and cycle. So what happens when we don't rest the way God calls us to? Number one is we're disobeying God's divine pattern, because God designed a pattern of work and rest, and to ignore it is to violate the divine order, right? Because we see in Exodus that God says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. So whenever we neglect rest, we act as though our effort is what sustains us and not God. We are elevating productivity over obedience, and we unknowingly, unconsciously, we're declaring that, oh, I don't trust God enough to stop, right? And the second one is our identity becomes tied to performance. When rest is neglected, we begin to believe the lie that says, oh, I am only as valuable as what I can produce. Because God calls us as sons and daughters, not machines, not people who work tirelessly and endlessly. Psalm 127 verse 2 says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Number three is we burn out physically, mentally, spiritually. Because without rest, our physical bodies actually get worn down. Our minds becomes cluttered with so much distractions, and our spirit man grows dull. Because even Jesus, perfect and sinless, withdrew often to rest and pray in Luke. So, to constantly run without resting is to live outside of God's grace. And the fourth one is we stop hearing God clearly, because God speaks in stillness, not in the noise of the hustle and the bustle and the non-stop of doing, right? Because without rest, we confuse busyness for fruitfulness, we lose discernment, and we even drift into self-reliance. So whenever we are in that constant cycle of doing, there's so much noise, so much distraction, so much clutter, we are not able to discern the voice of God in the midst of all of that business. And the fifth one is we are modeling the world and not God's kingdom. When we don't rest, we are reflecting the culture of this world, the culture of addiction to business, and not God's kingdom's invitation to wholeness. Jesus said, come to me, all who are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So rest is not a side note. It is a kingdom culture. So what does rest look like for workplace believers? It looks like spiritual rest, which is rooted in identity, that you're not your job. It looks like daily surrender, giving your schedules and expectations, plans, goals, visions, and burdens to God, and living from God's approval and not man's validation. So Hebrews 4:9-10 says, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works. And number two is physical and rhythmic rest. So we need to set boundaries for our time and know when to stop. Like, we need to honor a true Sabbath weekly, not work, not striving, not just the presence of God. And we also need to prioritize physical sleep, silence, quietness, stillness, time with God over constant output. Because rest is not laziness. It is aligning ourselves with God. We're trusting God to fill the gap when we stop striving. And the third one is mental rest. Because we need to silence the mental noise with scripture from the word of God and stillness. And we are refusing to carry tomorrow's burden today, because God tells us that we should cast our daily cares on Him. And we need to also stop mentally working when off the clock. And the fourth one is emotional rest, not carrying the weight of everyone's expectations, creating a space of constant joy, because joy is the fruit of the spirit, laughter, and soul refreshing community, and resting in God's love even when we are tempted to earn His approval. The last one will be professional rest. So we need to know when to shut down our laptops, log off, take breaks during our work day to reset in prayer, and actually use those paid time off, and also blocking off Sabbath or a sacred no work zones, even as whether you're a freelancer or entrepreneur. So rest again in your work life is not about laziness. It is a strategic spiritual obedience. So as a believer in the workplace, choosing patterns of rest is a spiritual stand. It is saying that I refuse to serve mammon, I serve God. I don't need to strive, I will abide in the presence of God. And I honor God with my time and not just my time. So I want us to remember that rest is holy, rest is obedience, rest is worship. The cross gave us eternal rest, and God invites us to live in that Sabbath pattern now. So will you build your life on the pattern of God, or will you bow to the chaos of culture? I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, teach me to honor you with rest. Help me break free from every mindset of striving and trust you to provide. Give me the grace to stop, be still, and dwell in your presence. Lord, help me that let my work be done from a place of rest and overflow, and may my rest glorify you. And I don't want just to be productive, I want to be aligned. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Working His Way podcast, titled Rest, Retreat, and the Way of Stillness. If this episode spoke to you, please share with someone who may be tired, overwhelmed, or feeling the pressure as the year comes to an end, who feel the pressure to keep going without pause. And this might be the permission they need to slow down, reflect, and return to God. Please follow Working His Way on Instagram and TikTok at Working His Way for more faith and career wisdom. And as always, please listen and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, rest without guilt, trust God with your time, and keep working in His way. Bye.